Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com.
The anger that I felt last night was beyond like putting somebody through a fucking drywall. It was beyond a Kyle. I'll put it to you that way. It was beyond like two cans of Monster and a drywall. We're talking David Banner type levels where there was a friend of my wife's at this school board meeting. She was like, I think you might be turning green right now, going full fucking Hulk inside this place. So what happened was, I'm wearing this shirt. So if you're watching the video show on YouTube, my wife and all of her friends in the neighborhood had made this shirt. Mason Borough Forest for neighborhood schools, right? That's our neighborhood. I know a lot of people will be like, hey, why would you give your fucking neighborhood away? A bunch of cops live there. That's like the safest neighborhood of all time.
Yeah.
Love it. Love the neighborhood. All the cops are great.
I patrol that neighborhood.
Yeah.
You really don't want to run into me at night.
We love the police, man. So, and they live there. One of them, is outside the school. Wilmington PD is fantastic. That being said, the reason why I'm saying this is they're redistricting the school system here. Which is a real big fucking problem for me.
Well, look, I mean, sometimes redistricting happens. But
it does.
The way they're doing it doesn't make any fucking... Like, you have to drive past the school that your kid goes to now.
Yes.
To take them to a school that's like 20 minutes beyond that.
On the same street.
Yeah.
And it's a one... Like, Wilmington's a very small town.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a one-lane street. I have to drive past the school that I'm currently taking my children to go to another school... For this,
it's basically
and it's traffic
add,
and look
like an hour to an hour 15 to your day every single day.
Yes, and it's there's cops out in front,
yeah.
Obviously for children's safety and all that stuff. Like, I would have to wait in two lines of traffic or try to go out onto the main road, which there is no traffic lights outside that neighborhood to get in or out. And then that's a fuck all of traffic as well. Either way, that's going to add an hour and 30 to the day.
Oh yeah,
we're saving all of this. You know, hurrah for the big meeting, right? They said we could get up and speak. We're going to have our moment in the sun. And the reason why I'm bringing this up today is we've actually gotten a shit ton of emails about redistricting and things that happen along this nature. First of all, it's all we'll just let you know everything that went down. It's all rigged, right? With the school board, usually, you know, some kids or their parents are on the school board. They'll keep their neighborhoods. They redistrict along those lines. This one's rigged because they're actually all up. The board is all up for re-election next year. The school board in Wilmington, so they hired outside of Wilmington, North Carolina.
Right. Yeah, that's a typical politics move. Like, it's a diffusion of responsibility, right?
Yes.
So I don't want to take the brunt of the heat. Like, hey, it wasn't me. It was this company that's a fucking specialist recommended it. Like, no.
So there was a guy, I'm going to read off his name here, because here's the meeting started. We were promised that we would get to speak in this auditorium and everything else, and they showed this PowerPoint presentation that was in, you know, shitty graphics and everything. If you go to croppergis.com, you could see how shitty the fucking graphics are. That's exactly what was on the screen. I mean, it looked like it was made by, you know, a child. Maybe my child. I don't know. If he gets to stay at this school, maybe he'll get to make this website one day.
Next time, yeah.
But a guy gets up. His name is David L. Wortman. And he gets up in front of everybody and says, hey, guys. Doesn't introduce himself, by the way. I'm saying his name because he won't say his name.
Say it again.
David L. Wortman. And
spell that last name.
W-O-R-T-M-A-N. That is David L. Wortman. And he gets up and says, hey, guys. So we hired this outside company. They've never been here. They've never lived here. And we did this to remain unbiased. And I was like, motherfucker, you have no idea any street, any neighborhood, any traffic pattern, anything that we go through in this whole goddamn thing. Why would you hire an outside firm? Oh, that's right. You're up for re-election next year. Purposely doesn't say his name because all of the parents are getting immediately pissed off. Finally, one like angry lady in the back just screams out at the end of his brief speech, say your name. What's your name? And he was like, oh, I'm sorry. Did I not say it? David, it's David Wortman. Dave Wortman.
David Wortman.
I'll be in the other room and David we can Wortman. All fucking jack each other off or whatever after this meeting. Then Matthew Cropper gets up from GIS.
Wait, David Wortman. Who is this guy? He's a school board guy?
Yeah, he's the school board guy. he was the one school board guy that chose to speak. There was another dude there named Nelson Bolu. Good luck on the last name of that fucking that spelling on the last name of that one. Either or, after the presentation, they say, "Hey guys, so we're actually going to take you to another room where we've got some maps pasted up on the wall, and we're going to let you look at the redistricting. We've got different options for each neighborhood, and then you know, we're going to make our decision in like 3 weeks or whatever it's going to be, right?" Mm-hmm. And then they were like, "If you find somebody with a yellow lanyard, you can talk to them about your concerns and whatever, right?" Mm-hmm. I go into this room. It's in a like a middle school gym is what it kind of looked like.
Right.
The map was so small, it might as well have been in Braille. If you, you could just see parents like pushing in on their iPhones to try to find their streets. Again, all of it on purpose. It was either the map of Wilmington, North Carolina, or Madagascar. Don't know which one, but there was three colors.
It's basically the same place.
Yeah. It might as well have been, right? Yeah. So you're there. I immediately bolt over to Matthew Cropper, who runs.
This is the turd from the GIS. From
yes.
Cropper GIS.
614-451-1242. And by the way, I'm giving out his number because he said it was fine when I talked to him. He said, "Look, we encourage your feedback. That's why you're here today." And I said, "Well, that's not true, or else you would have let us speak last night." We get to the map. We don't have another option. So they had just relocated our neighborhood.
Right.
And said, "You don't have any other options. Sorry, that's it. And if you have any other thoughts and or suggestions, you can fill out a survey online." Survey was about 5 questions. I immediately went out to the news crew outside and did copious amounts of interviews, obviously.
Of course, yeah.
You can read those online or find those. I was on fire, needless to say. But my wife and, you know, all the women in the neighborhood had made these T-shirts and everything, and they were just trying to silence any voices that were potentially pissed or whatever.
Right, yeah, of course.
I ran into, like, because there was 14 people you could have talked to, right? I ran into one of them who I actually knew on, like, a friendship level, and I was like, "Hey, bro, you don't work for the school board, do you? You're not supposed to be here." And he goes, "No, man, they fucking made me be here." And I was like, "So do we need to talk to him?" He's like, "There's only 3 people that have anything to do with this." So I talked to fucking Matthew Cropper, GIS.
GIS, by the way, stands for Geospatial Intelligence.
Does it?
So it's like using maps and
cartography to make humans smarter.
No.
Okay.
Okay. Geospatial intelligence is something that the intelligence community does, and the purpose of it is to give people a broader understanding of what's going on at a certain place in a certain time.
Mm.
And you look at patterns and trends and stuff like that.
Right, right, right.
Look, the idea of geospatial intelligence for something like this makes sense, for sure. But there's no way that a fucking local school board could afford what it takes to actually do an assessment of traffic patterns. There's no fucking way.
No, none at all.
Absolutely not. All they did was hire this guy to come be a fucking talking head.
That's it. That's it. And so I confronted him, and things got pretty heated. And I said, "Look, man, you were promised that we would have options, all this other stuff. My biggest issue with it is this, right? I moved to Wilmington to get out of L.A. The public schools in L.A. are shitty, right?
Yep.
I went to a public school. I wanted my kids to go to a public school. I'm not putting them behind fucking bars or gates. I don't live in a goddamn gated neighborhood. All the shit we talk on the show,
yeah,
we actually preach. Like, I don't live in a fucking gated community or any of that shit because I don't want to.
No,
I don't want to feel isolated from human life. I don't want my kids to go to private schools and stare at fucking tablets all day. Like, I just don't want that. I want them to go on the bus. I want them to have real experiences. I wanted them to do that. I also wanted my parents to be there with my children. So they had just moved here as well. We had asked the realtor specifically, "Hey, man, I realize redistricting happens. It happened to me as a child, and it sucks.
Yeah, yeah.
I sucked. I was in Atlanta in the 80s when, you know, job boom happened. Mm-hmm. Fucking all these people moved in here. Wilmington is booming right now as well. And I got redistricted, and it was the same thing. I had to drive past my school to get to the other. Dude, I sat on the bus for like 45 minutes each way. It sucked. I fucking hated it."
Yeah, it ruins your whole fucking life.
Yes. And all the friends that you had made are now separated the following year. So, like, I didn't see them. This happened in fourth grade in Atlanta. I didn't see them again until high school in ninth grade. Mm-hmm. It was weird, man, where I was just like, oh. Because some of those friendships you grow out of.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of the girls get hotter. Some, you know, whatever, man. It was a weird fucking scene. We all ended up having to go to high school.
So together. The girls from fourth grade got hotter in ninth grade is what you're saying?
Well, some of them. Like, because look, you always have your crushes in like fourth grade and all that stuff, right? And you're like, oh, I wonder what they're going to turn out
to be. I never really
be.
Paid a lot of attention to how things progressed over time. I guess some people, for me, it was more people just kind of sorted themselves into clique categories.
Yeah.
Like, there was a girl at my school that was like fucking knockout back then and in high school. She was still a knockout, but she kind of hung out with a bunch of fucking dum-dums.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, ugh.
Yeah.
Ruined it.
Ruined it.
Fucking ruined it. Anyways, these people are all clowns.
Clowns. And so, you know, I talked to Matthew Cropper from Cropper GIS.
What's his phone number?
614-451-1242. If you want to call him and say free Mason Borough Forest, that would be great. You can leave a message. He encouraged it when I talked to him. I said to him this, man, my biggest issue with everything that's going on is you don't live here. You don't know any of these traffic patterns that go on. You didn't sit on a bus, which I think is important. If you're going to do this, sit on a bus with the actual kids themselves.
Yeah.
Drive to these schools and see what it's like for them as well, along with the parents. Because, look, I've got two kids at two different ages right now. Again, when I asked my realtor to find me a neighborhood that would not be redistricted, he said, look, if you go out the back of your neighborhood, you are 1.6 miles to your elementary school and you're 1.8 miles to your middle school.
Yeah.
And that's it. He's like, that's as close as you can get to those two schools. There's only like two or three high schools here, so you're right. Kind of stuck there or whatever. And he goes, there's no way you can possibly be redistricted because the schools are so close to your house. Again, 1.6 if you take a left to go to the elementary school, 1.8 if you take a right to go to the middle school. And I was like, great, man. Went into the neighborhood, made sure there was a bunch of kids there. I think there's about 34 kids there that go to school with my child. Family friendly, everybody waves at each other. It is polite. It's the best neighborhood I've ever lived in, adult or child, in my entire life. And then this fucking bombshell gets dropped on me. My kids have already started school, right? And now I'm gonna have to pull them out and go to another school and drive them past that, or they're gonna have to sit on a bus for an extra 45 minutes. And again, they gave us no options whatsoever of like, hey man, we could do this or this or this or this. They keep trying to pass the buck. That's why I'm talking about it here, where it's just like, look man, I need a little help from the Drinking Bros. That's it. Just one free phone call. You can call Cropper GIS. Matthew Cropper is his name. It's 614-451-1242 and say free Mason Borough Forest, which is my neighborhood, and just say, look man, what the fuck, bro? What the fuck? And how could you? Because the thing is this, man. I know my wife and like all the other moms worked hard on all of this, right?
Yeah, yeah. And they didn't even give them a time to speak.
Time to speak.
Yeah.
They didn't take the petitions, the other things or whatever. And I could see, because this happened to me in middle school. I lived in Florida for a year. I could see if you were redistricting to maybe reappropriate or include more races, right?
Yeah, yeah.
If you were trying to... you know, desegregate the schools or whatever. That's not the case at all.
No, it's just about, actually, you know, honestly, I don't know what the fuck it's about.
I don't either. There's a bunch of rumors going around that, cause we've only, again, Wilmington is a small town, 250,000 people, I think somewhere in there. There's one gigantic hospital here and there's a rumor that the hospital is for sale for $1 billion to like a Novart or one of those places.
Yeah, yeah. One of the big conglomerates, yeah.
Yeah, because a bunch of these conglomerates are going into cities buying up hospitals.
Oh, yeah.
And then it is...
By the way, if you're wondering why your insurance costs are so high, it's because of that and because of the big pharmaceutical industry.
Correct. So what the city wants to do is take that money and then build the schools off of that money, right?
Right.
And that's the rumor that's going around of why they just don't build another school that's closer or... open up more schools or whatever it is. Because it's, you know, in our area, it's not like they opened up other schools. They're just pushing kids around to different
schools.
Do you
know how many kids in total are enrolled at the elementary school?
Well, I know the difference was this. I know the difference was about 128 total.
So 25% of those are in your neighborhood. So 25% of that difference is coming from one neighborhood.
Correct.
Like, get fucked.
And
it's like they're sending 25% of the fucking redistricting across the school to get to another school. That doesn't make any fucking sense.
At all. Each school is still going to be overcrowded and, you know, they'll have a trailer or whatever. The reason I'm fucking so goddamn pissed off about it is like, dude, I moved my entire life from Los Angeles here specifically to get to this neighborhood because it was just the schools were closer to my children and that was it. My parents just moved here because, look, Drinking Bros keeps growing. We keep doing bigger and bigger events, live shows, guests all around the country. And we're like, look, man, we'd love to see the grandkids more, spend some time and help you out on the back end of this. So they literally just bought a house here fucking 12 days ago. And now I'm like, what the fuck do I tell them? Like, hey, man, sorry. You know that school you occasionally take them to? You're gonna have to hike it on down the road past that school to go to another school. And I would be, look, I also probably would have been fine with this if there was some other options on the table, or they just would have let everyone speak. Because there was a lot of angry, like 200-300 angry parents in one room. Let them all have a chance to speak. In public, in a public forum, don't take people to a fucking back room and tell them to get with somebody with a yellow necklace and do a song and fucking dance and present things because you can't do anything. And you know that, right?
Yeah.
Like, what's the term for that? They're trying to destabilize them or what, you know?
No, they're trying
to defuse the situation.
It's a diffusion of responsibility from their sake. So here's what we can do, I guess. If this behavior continues from the school board, it gets real simple. So I've worked in politics before. I know how all this works. And it's a digital age, and I've done a little bit of digital marketing in my day. So if they keep messing around and doing stupid stuff like this, and you'll notice I'm not swearing because we're going to put this out publicly, I'm going to spend a lot of my time, effort, resources, and capabilities making sure that none of these people ever get elected to that school board again.
Yeah, look, and I have all their names. You know, there's about five of them, and they're all up for re-election next year. So I called you last night because I had just gotten back from it, and I was fucking exhausted after doing, you know, live shows and flying across the country and all that other shit. Plus, we did, you know, Texas LSU and the Cowboys game.
Yep.
We did live shows from there as well. We were gone for about 11 days. And then to go into this and then not have a chance to speak, because that's why I flew back in the first place. I was elected from our neighborhood to speak, obviously. Mm. To not get to do any of that shit.
Yeah.
Fucking A, bro. I mean, it is goddamn brutal. And I talked to Matthew Cropper at Cropper GIS at 614-451-1242 Freemasonboro Forest. And I said, look, man, I think you might be making a mistake with this and you probably should have let people speak and maybe you should have another meeting. And he's like, no, that doesn't work. And he tried to make us some excuse of why it didn't. And I was like, you just don't want people to speak out publicly is what it is.
Right.
And so I said to him, I was like, well, if you don't let me speak here, we have an audience of 6.1 million and I could speak there if you'd feel more comfortable with that.
Yeah.
And he looked at me and he just goes like, you know, kind of like winced and he goes, yeah. You know, we welcome, you know, feedback,
right.
through the phone and all that stuff. I was like, great. Cause I'll just call the office. We can call the office. That's fine. I just want, you know, a conversation, one-on-one without, you know, 200 parents around screaming, trying to, you know, say why their kids shouldn't be separated. Cause there's kids that are, you know, look at an elementary school, there's kids that are in kindergarten and then they have older brothers that are in third grade.
Oh, yeah,
my kids are separated by 4 years.
Yep.
What are you going to just pull them out of there?
Yeah. Now, like when your oldest is in high school and your youngest is in the elementary school, are they going to be going to different schools? Because fuck, man.
It'd be awful. So here's what I'm going to do for real. If this doesn't get changed, I'm going to run actually. I'm going to run for the board. And, look, again, it's a small town. We have a lot of friends here. We know pretty much everyone in this goddamn city.
Yeah.
I'll just run for your fucking job. So if something doesn't happen, you don't let these women come up on stage and speak. I will run for your fucking job, David Wharton, and I will take it from you next year. Nelson, I will run for your fucking job.
That's Nelson Ballou.
Yeah. I will take it next
That's
year.
That's B-E-A-U-L-I-U, by the way.
And chances are it'll be, what, two or three social media posts?
Yeah, that'll do it. Lisa Estep, E-S-T-E-P.
Yeah.
Stephanie Adams, that's Stephanie with a...
B-H.
No, it's S-T-E-F-A-N-E.
Oh, that's an F.
It's a stupid way to spell your name. Judy Justice.
Judy.
Jeanette S. Nichols and Bill Rivenbark, R-I-V-E-N-B-A-R-K. And they're all, their emails are firstname.lastname@nhcs.net if you're... You know,
yeah.
Feeling
if
you, like
if you,
you
feel inclined again, it's free. And I know what you're saying to yourself, Ross. You bitch a lot about a lot of shit from time to time, and only when it's unfair to the world. Like, you know, I guess to people that have worked hard, because it just keeps happening over and over and over again.
Yeah.
To people, and it's like, man, again, like the Drinking Bros, man, fuck. Like, thank you for my service.
Yeah, the Drinking Bros worked really hard to make sure that was the number one book in the world.
And it was.
And it was. And then we didn't get recognized for it.
Yeah, for yeah. The New York Times bestseller.
So like, we're actually going to go talk to somebody about that on Friday.
We are. And if that interview goes down, I can promise you it'll be the end all be all.
Yeah, your dick.
That you've all been waiting for.
Your dick and balls are going to fall off.
Yeah, you've all been waiting for. But, and truthfully, like, you know, whatever neighborhoods you live in or whoever is getting moved or whatever, like, all of these women. Because it was a lot of moms there, very few dads. But I'm a pretty hands-on dad. For as arrogant as I seem on air, I love my children, and they're the best. Like I don't have bad kids, and they're great. And so for them, and for all the moms that came out and who didn't get to speak and all that stuff, hopefully this helps. And Matthew Cropper at Cropper GIS at 614-415-1214. 4-2, we'll finally hear your voices. And again, that's free Mason Burrell Forest, dude.